Yeah, it was a short story that I wrote, and it was just the story was originally just about a kid in sessions with a psychologist, kind of going back and forth. The kid was kind of cryptic, and he was obsessed with death, and that's kind of where the story started.
So how has James, the character of James, changed from your short story to what you see on film?
I think he's much more, I think why I wrote the film is because I wanted to know more about the character. I was interested and fascinated by this character that I had created, and I wanted to know more about him. So I think he's, much more actualized in the film. He's real. He's got a family. He's got friends. He's got real problems. So he's a whole thing now.
Was there any personal influence for the script?
I mean, there, not necessarily in the main plot line, but there's a ton of influence from just being from Portland and growing up there and telling a story about young people in that, in that part of the world, and just telling a story about young people dealing with, problems and just how intense it can be at that age.
Mm-hmm. But sorry, just to be a little more specific,
yeah.
Any personal influence with suicide?
Not at all.
Okay.
Yeah, no, that not at all.
Working with Cody.
Cody.
Can you talk a little bit about that?
He's amazing. I bet you guys, you Australians, like him.
I'm Australian. We certainly do. We've heard of him.
Yeah, no, he's Cody's amazing. He was the first person attached to the script. Yeah, he's the first person attached.
How did that?
Well, Glenn and I started talking with a couple of kids right off the bat. Mm-hmm. I mean, this whole story is about James, so we knew that needed to be where it started, and we needed to build it around James. We met with a couple different people, and it was from the second we met Cody, there wasn't even a question. There's just something about that kid. He's just magnetic. He's unbelievably smart and thoughtful. And he also just grasped onto the material. Like, I couldn't imagine a 15-year-old. I mean, I keep saying, when I was 15, I was huffing paint. I was just so blown away by her, and her, too. But I'm so blown away by both of,
He's
both
15.
Of them. He was at the time when we started talking to him.
I'm 17 now. So he was he's probably 17
he's
now
17,
as well. Yeah.
He's 17 now, yeah. It was not a hard, decision.
Yeah, and also a testament to him and to Isabel as well as to how different they are as human beings to their characters. Like, Cody is he's so not
personable
like that character.
And like,
at all. He's so outgoing and boisterous and
yeah.
funny, and like James is so...
Yeah, he couldn't be more different.
He's a
good
very
actor.
Good actor.
Yeah.
Down to the body language too. Like, he did this kind of rocking thing that we all thought was kind of cool and funny at the same time. It was great.
Yeah.
Working with him was great.
So at what point did you get involved in the film?
I went in to audition for the movie. I read the script, and I just really loved how I felt connected to these people and their relationships and this story where you see young people dealing with real issues. And so, I went in and read, and I got to read with these guys and with Cody, which was great. You don't always get to read with the actor that you're going to be playing with. And so we really kind of just... what we did in the room is we just kind of played with all of the scenes, and
that was the other reason for getting someone like Cody on board right away, was that we didn't want them just reading with a casting director, blah, but also I mean you're we wouldn't do
it's
that to you.
It's a completely different thing. You walk into the room and it's more comfortable, and you're more open, and you get to try things with an actor, and it's kind of I think
when you want to see the chemistry, right?
Yeah, and they're excited to work with you as much as you are excited to work with them. And so I think Cody and I just kind of clicked
definitely clicked.
Yeah.
Stepped on each other's toes and did that kind of thing. And it was just fun. I remember walking out and being like, that was just so fun.
And it wasn't like watching actors audition. It was like watching two teenagers talk.
Because we're improvising.
Yeah.
You know, same thing with Evan. Like, there was a lot of improvising and just kind of like... And we didn't necessarily even ask for that, but it just kind of happened. It was really cool.
And Cody was very adamant about being a part of that. He was very passionate about this, and he wanted to be there when we cast it. And he was really wanted. He felt very strongly about that.
It's really rare, even with a film that has a younger lead, to have that from the start.
Yeah,
yeah.
They often come in later so that they can be the right age by the time you start shooting.
Right. Yeah. You're right. You're totally right. That's. I was important to me to use teenagers as much as we could to play teenagers. It was really
20-somethings.
Yeah, no 20-somethings. I really wanted these guys. I mean, you know,
have way too much chest hair to be a 15.
Yeah. Exactly. You know, it gets weird sometimes.
Except with Evan, who we actually, we talked about that, but we did like we liked the idea of Harmon was always supposed to be a little bit older.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He wasn't necessarily supposed to be, you know, 23 or however old he was when we shot the show. But I mean, he still has that energy.
But I think, and I mean, I remember certainly growing up, and there's always getting entangled with that older crowd for a while. And all of a sudden, you're hanging out with people that are a couple of years older than you, and you're getting into shit that you never even knew, you know, was possible. So, you know, yeah.
Possibilities.
Yeah.
Glenn, I was wondering how you got attached to or found it and wanted to champion it and why, and you're an actor as well, so
yeah.
Are you going to move into producing?
It was never my aspiration to be a film producer per se, but Michael and I have been friends for a long time, so we just knew each other purely socially. I barely even knew what Michael did for a living. I seriously.
In LA.
Just because I don't know. Like guys are that way. Like when we get together, we don't like.
Guys talk about food and like.
Yeah, I don't know what. I don't know what we just laugh and like. And he's a really funny guy, and I don't know. We just hung out. You know, so whatever. We were like same group of friends in Venice, and. But, you know, I knew that, and then, like, he sent me a couple music videos and commercials that he had directed, and I don't know if I solicited that or asked him or whatever, but I'd seen some of the stuff that he'd done, and I was always like, man, there's a signature on this, you know? Like, it wasn't like watching other stuff, and I was like, he's talented, he knows what he's doing, and I just asked him if he wanted to do things outside of that. He told me that he'd written a film, and he was like, yeah, I'm kind of tinkering with this thing, and you know, he never once tried to solicit me to try and help him out, you know, even though I had the show and everything. He just it was all me pressing him, like, let me read it, you know. And I read it, and I was so impressed by it mostly by the things that it made me feel and how it awakened feelings that I hadn't felt since I was 15. And I just knew, especially because I, not coming from a comedy background, I really wanted to tell a story that wasn't a comedy. And this just felt right to me. It hit me in that way that an abstract painting can hit you and you don't know why, or a poem or a song where you're just like, I don't know why, but I have to do this. And so I said, I can't believe I'm saying this, but let's make this movie. Like, let's try and let's do this. And I knew, and it's funny because right from the beginning, and everybody was like, it's so hard to make a movie, it's so hard to get a movie made. And I'm like, I know, but I mean, I don't really know because I haven't done it yet, but we're going to make this movie. I was like, there's no doubt in my mind that we're going to make this movie. And
I mean, Glenn comes from a, I mean, you know, Glenn's background is they decided one day to make a TV show, so they made a TV show.
We just did it.
So that's kind of what we did too. You know.
Yeah, we brought that same kind of attitude. It is. Like stupidly thinking, like, this isn't going to be that hard. It'll be fine, you know? And it was hard. It was so hard.
It was so hard.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. When did I read that script? It's back, like, 2009, 2010?
11, probably, or 10. Yeah.
Yeah.
The first version of it, probably.
Yeah, yeah. Huh. Yeah, it's gone through many iterations. But yeah, that's how I got on board.
Yeah.
And why did you decide to film in Portland? Why was that important? I understand that you're from Portland.
Yeah.
But most people would just
film
somewhere else. Oh, in California.
Portland's got such a unique landscape and palette that, I mean, that's one reason. You know, the other reason is I just wanted to do Portland right. I mean, people have shot in Portland. There's things that shoot in Portland now. But being from Portland, being familiar with what, you know, that there's a soul and there's a personality to that city that you only, it's like wherever you grow up, that you just, you know more than any other place you could possibly imagine.
And it was a character in the movie.
It was a character.
You know, even though we don't talk about Portland in the movie, nobody says, hey, we're in Portland. Like,
yeah.
It's such an important, especially for Michael, I mean, that's where you grew up. That's your experience. That's,
yeah.
You know, and same thing with, you know, casting people that were actually age appropriate, you know, not casting like the, you know, the 90210 version.
Yeah,
like,
I mean, I you know,
you're like, why are they drinking? They're in high school.
And, yeah, you know, I decided to write a story about a young person. And when I was a young person, I grew up in Portland. So it was, you know, that's what I know. So I, you know, I felt like I had to tell the story there in order to be authentic and keep, you know, have my take on what it was like being a teenager in Portland and shooting Portland. So
my initial thought was, you know, Portland's the original keep Portland weird, and since Austin here is keep Austin weird, and I'm from this area, and the whole, like, we were the original, not Portland, that was my first initial, like,
Austin
original.
And Portland are
Portland's
very similar.
Awesome.
Austin and Portland are very similar.
Yeah, similar attitudes.
Feels, it feels very
food truck.
Very food trucky city.
No, but just like, you know, there's the art and just the attitude, and there's just so many young people here, and just, Portland's the same way. So such good energy.
Young people being themselves.
Yeah,
which
doing
is
stuff.
Really cool.
Yeah.
Doing stuff. Yeah.
Anything else?
Is anybody watching us?
I'm watching.
Okay. Yeah. Are we free?
Because well, I was
being watched.
12.
Yeah.
Okay,
well,
I guess we're done.
Oh, we're I thought you
had
12 minutes. Never mind. We're done.
I don't know. Are we?
You can ask one more. Ask one more.
This room, but if you want to keep going.
Let him kick
okay.
us
ask
out.
One more. Yeah, make him kick us out.
See, that's very awesome.
Let's not kick ourselves out.
The part, like the rave place where all the rave scenes happen. The cave. Yeah. Where, how did you know that already? Why did you go there? Did you set it up like that, or is that actually...
No, it's actually a real place that we... that a friend of mine owned for a long time, had for a long time. That pretty much, it's exactly what it looks like. You know, there's music. I mean, we, of course, did some, you know, we added stuff to it. But no, that was pretty much how it came. So.
Yeah, Michael's friends with, you know, we're all friends with these guys that work at a production company up there called Camp Grizzly that... and they own that warehouse space. They shoot a lot of stuff there, but so luckily we had access to that whole thing.
Yeah,
yeah,
it was great. But it, I mean,
it's a cool space.
Yeah,
right?
It was a really cool
spot. Such a cool spot.
And it's still open. Like, I mean, if I would go to Portland today, and
it's actually just very recently they gave up the lease on it. So they don't have it anymore.
Oh.
Yeah, for so it's not.
But also wasn't a commercial space.
It was like a privately owned space. Yeah. So it's unfortunately it's not there anymore. But you know, so you have to watch The Wilderness of Dreams
to have that experience.
Yeah.
I have a random question as well,
Isabella.
How is it doing these interviews without Cody?
I don't know. I mean, I haven't done interviews with Cody, so I don't know. I don't know what the other side is like. But
like Australians.
No, but we sent a Snapchat to him yesterday, and like we've been in contact and talking, and he's in Australia right now. So it would be great to have him here, but he's working, so we just get to share it with him through our thoughts
for
our cell phones and internet.
Yeah.
He was really bummed that he couldn't
come.
Yeah,
it's okay.
Yeah.